Meet Dr. Howard, the formulator of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
We all know that what we eat affects every aspect of our health, including our immune system, our circulatory system. It doesn't matter what. That's why I scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. There's hundreds of thousands of chemicals in every fruit and vegetable that are naturally there. And many of those chemicals attribute to the plant's immune system. And what's awesome about it is we get that chemistry in our own immune system. That nutrition that we need is damaged by heat, air, and light. So our processes are done under vacuum, in dark, and cold. And by doing that, we preserve that fresh, whole fruit and vegetable nutrition when you take Balance of Nature. It's all there, just as Mother Nature intended.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
In a world where you can be anything, be someone who doesn't repeat media soundbites. The show starts now.
Something is going on. Some of us see it. Some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself. Let me tell you a story. For a very long time, our world has been under the growing influence of a vast transgenerational criminal mafia that was able to rise up to the highest levels of power. We didn't know because they talked and acted just like you and me. We thought we could recognize true criminals by their words and actions, but were deceived by their sophisticated speech, wealth, education, beauty, and power. Through a system of threats, blackmail, and bribery, they would come to occupy the highest levels of power in government, corporations, and education. You may know them as the Deep State or Cabal.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Glad to be with you. And we'll take your calls today, 888-673-1450. I know there's a lot of emotions flowing today, rightfully so. As we watch a coup take place. And then, to add insult to injury, you have people like Pelosi who grant themselves the authority in the press to say things like, we want to remove Trump from power. Okay, she has no authority to do that. There's no authority to do that.
No.
They just like the headlines, and they like to get people ramped up. And yet, they're all about peace. It's just such a joke. So there's so many headlines and so many things being said right now. And it is. It's like insult to injury. Like, how do they crush them and destroy them and destroy this country in their wake? You know, we just got to see all the bought and sold flip Lindsey Graham.
What a piece of junk that guy is. Almost as if Lindsey Graham all of a sudden found out that the president no longer has that video of him.
Yeah, seriously. No, just come out of the closet, Lindsay. You know what? Lindsay, that's a trip. You know, none of these people, they all stayed so quiet. They would not. But Lindsay's out there actually saying he'd like to maybe invoke the 25th Amendment.
He says if something else happens, he might be for it. Yeah.
But Trump isn't incapacitated.
Not even close.
But they're going to make the case in the press because they have nothing else, and they don't want you to think. They don't want you to concentrate on the fraud.
No.
Even McConnell yesterday, in his absurd, evil little speech that fraud is good and righteous, and it represents America and the Republic and don't rock the boat, said there was fraud, but not enough fraud.
Yeah.
Do they even look at their own speeches? Oh, you guys, we're in for it. So like I said in the last hour, look, we would have been here 4 years ago with Hillary at the helm. And honestly, if you really want to take an honest look at what's going on, because we really need to do that, a lot of things went through this last year, our last 4 years, that shouldn't have. Your Congress, your Senate got a lot of stuff through. We're not entering socialism now. We've been in it for decades. And now, you know, we don't want to look at all the stuff that did get through because we want to focus on the bow and not the big wrapped box. Well, the big wrapped box is full of snakes, and these snakes that are running Washington right now, just because they have a nice speech prepared, are stabbing you guys in the back, and we got to see it for the first time. So if Hillary would have gotten into power, we would have thought, because the media sold us that everyone was going to vote for her, that everybody would have accepted that. But they actually had to go coup style to do this. They had to go full-on CIA operation coup in order to do this to the election. And with Italygate coming out, Italygate is going to show you how many foreign people were involved in the hacking of the Dominion system and in election night. And that's going to come out. But all I'm saying is, look, we've been here. This isn't anything new. I remember when Obama became president, and then when Obama won 2012, and this is how everybody felt. It's over. Well, the one thing that we didn't work on was our perception of who these people are in government, right? We just kept thinking Republicans good, Democrats bad, and we're going to win. No, we didn't do anything in the House when we had the House, Senate, and presidency four years ago. We didn't really change much. We didn't really give us back liberty. We really didn't do a whole lot. There were little things that were done because Obama did so much damage that you could say that media was exposed, the green movement was exposed and not lauded, you know, for, and then also, you know, cut regulation, cut some taxes. There's little things all along the way that you can say these were wins, and we had somebody pointing it out, and now we're going to go back into the big cover up again. But honestly, I wouldn't be in tears today over this, because we've been here before. They shot President Kennedy in front of the crowd. Let's remember that. They shot him in front of the crowd. And then we find out later on how much was covered up and who it really was and why. Right? So they had the audacity to do that many decades ago. So this isn't a full-on coup, isn't anything different than that. They actually performed a murder right in front of the world. So we're not in anything that's hugely different. Socialism's already been here. It's just that now they're doing it in very obviously in front of us now. So now they're going to do it. There's no shame at all. There's not even any part of them trying to hide this at all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Two quick points. You know, the fact of the matter is, just like the Democrats have always said, take a crisis and use it for your benefit. And that's what they have done. They either manufacture it or whatever, and then they take that and use it for their benefit. They don't play honorably. They don't play fair. They use guile, and they use whatever tactic they need to win. It doesn't matter. It's just all about winning. It doesn't matter about having honor at the end.
Right.
And that's just the way that they play the game. And I can't believe we haven't seen that's just the way they've always played the game.
Yeah.
The number two issues you said about, you know, if you donate to any of these parties, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't take your kids out of school, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Because they already do sexual indoctrination.
Yep.
They're now going to do critical race theory, and your children are going to come home and feel bad about being not a minority.
Yep. Yep. And we shouldn't
be. That's the way it's going to be. If your kid is a white Anglo-Saxon middle income, you know, kid, he's going to be told he's the problem in the world.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that 100%. It's Amerizuela. Welcome to Amerizuela. We are becoming Venezuela. And also these schools have been penetrated for so long with this nonsense, this insane ideology that they're teaching the kids. When the kids go to the school of the Romans, don't be surprised when they come out a Roman. And so we don't have that memo yet. It's like we just keep thinking it's our school day of the past and it's okay. It isn't. It's changed in the last 30 years. It's a completely different school system than it used to be, right?
Yeah. This is why you need to do whatever you can in your family to become a one-income family so that you can have somebody at home so they can take care of those kids. Get yourself debt-free. Live within your means. Learn how to live in a way that they did 70 years ago.
Yes. I totally agree with that. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. I'm telling you, I woke up this morning and I didn't feel bottomed out, okay? And, you know, this has been a tough year. Can I be honest? It's been the hardest year of radio for me. And I love Thomas Massey, Congressman Massey's meme that said, I got my 7-day trial and today's January 7th and I'd like to return it for 2021. I got my free 7-day trial. You may be feeling this way, but why? Why? We've been here before. We've been here before many, many times. Now, It isn't that we're here. You have to ask yourself, why are we here so many times? Is God trying to teach us a lesson? Is God trying to teach us about our stupidity in reelecting the same jokes that have been in office for 45 years? I'm talking about, you know, Biden. Our stupidity has landed us here again and again, but we're not learning the lesson. So we have to start learning that lesson. And I don't know how else to learn it. Maybe we had to have this happen in order to learn it. I don't know. It's not over, though, yet. I still think it's not over. This next 13 days will be very interesting to watch. I think it'll be another good lesson for us, too, actually.
So I hope it is.
I hope it is, too. We do have a lot to learn. And I'm telling you, I have a lot of faith in my Creator. And I know that He's at the helm of this. And that gives me a lot of peace. A lot of peace. And it's actually strengthened my faith because I've had to rely on Him in order to understand the level of propaganda we're under. How do you think we get behind the headlines to know what's true and what's not true? It's prayer. So if there's anything that can strengthen that, that's what we need to work on. You strengthen that aspect of your life. You stop giving to these damn parties. It's a corporate controlled mechanism to give the person that's sanctioned to the White House. Stop doing it. And work on cities and counties. And we have to start going back to our roots. And I'm telling you, I don't feel bottomed out. I feel like, okay, let's take it on. Bring it. Let's do this.
They are really afraid right now.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Gillibrand came out and said today, I have serious concerns about what Trump will do.
Yeah. I'm sure they all do.
Every one of them.
All of them have dirt on them, or they wouldn't be in there on the take doing what they did yesterday. They'd be a little more invested in their constituency wanting to know more about the fraud that took place.
Nope. They're all worried about what Trump's going to do.
They were busy selling it as a turd sandwich of righteousness. And you know what? We see right through them. And all those people that went there to D.C. saw it too. They saw it too. They were eyewitnesses to all this. There was no riot. There was no violence. There was no breach. A woman got killed from one shot from a cop. That was it. There was nothing. You don't stroll in and take pictures of yourself. That's not what violent people do when they're storming a building. There was no storming going on. They used it. It's a full-on fake stage play. They used this to their advantage to halt the proceedings. If you're a Trump supporter, you did not go all the way to Washington, D.C. to interrupt your own proceeding that you wanted to see take place. They went to make sure that fraud, those objections happened and those conversations happened. You don't go in when they're working on the A's alphabetically to halt the whole process. So how anyone in their right mind can look at the result of that and say that the Trump supporters were in charge of that? Are you kidding? Come on. We're smarter than that, right? We're not idiots. So they wanted to see the fraud. They wanted to see the fraud exposed. That's why they went.
Yep.
And then because of the mayor, they were actually sequestered in their buildings and hotels and couldn't leave and couldn't even go to a restaurant. In fact, police barricaded the buildings. There was more police outside the hotels of average Americans than there were at the Capitol. Yeah. Think about that for a moment. They cleared the path. They wanted those people from Antifa to come in. And then they wanted the Trump supporters to think, oh, no big deal, we'll follow in. Anyway, be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
See?
favorite versions, Abby Anderson, high school senior that wrote that version of it, performed it when she was supposed to perform a different song, performed that at her high school graduation years ago. And it was brave to do so, right?
Mm.
Not the typical song. And she felt inspired to do so. Let me tell you, I just really want to share with you how I'm feeling today, because I'm not, yes, I feel the same that you do. You get to see the betrayal. You get to see all of these people that are coming out of the woodwork to deflect from the fraudulent election and the coup to other things that they've been told to do. And you're going to see people that you never thought in a million years fold. In a million years. And when they do, believe them when they tell you who they are. Please, please believe them. They're so worried about Trump right now, declassifying things and maybe, I don't know, maybe things kind of meeting a breaking point that we keep hearing about, that they are desperate today in the headlines. And if you'll notice, all the headlines are the same. When you watch your local newscast tonight, all they'll be saying is Pelosi and Schumer want Trump gone, right?
Yep.
And Lindsey Graham wants him gone. And all these people that you thought were on his side want him gone. Why are they so worried? Why? They're desperate to get him out of there.
Yeah, they are.
Because he has power right now. They want to destroy him. So I just want you guys to remember that this next 13 days is going to be very interesting to watch in that regard. But I don't feel... How do you feel today?
Anticlimactic.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I really do. I feel like more should have happened.
Mm-hmm.
More. This got shut down too fast.
Yeah.
It got shut down way too fast.
Yeah. All those people that traveled to D.C.
Yeah.
thought we were going to get a whole day of objections and speeches and things that,
evidence.
You know, yes, that were contrary to sell out Deep State or McConnell and evidence shown. And we didn't get that.
We didn't get a nothing burger either.
No. We got a false flag.
Yeah.
And Pence betrayed Trump early on in this game. And got together with Paul Ryan in 2016 to get together to take him off the ticket. They had a website formed and everything. And most people don't realize that. They look at Pence as this sort of nice man who's a Christian. No. He's a total wussbag. He will do what he's told. He's a yes man. He reminds me of my governor. Total yes guy. And I think when people say these things and we understand these things about people, for some reason, up until this point, we just stayed in the same problem of reaching this point where Team A, Team B is allowed into this office of presidency every 4 to 8 years, and we don't know how to get out of this cycle. Well, right now is a great time to get out of the cycle. You start removing yourself from all the things they want your kid in public school. Get your kid out of public school. They want your county, your city, to be gobbled up by a county. That's pro Agenda 21. Get it out. Work to make sure that your city is sovereign. All of the things they're trying to do be counter to that, right? We have all these choices, but people act like they're backed in a corner. You're not backed in a corner. Your kids don't have to stay in public school right now. They don't. Work towards making sure that we are not guinea pigs for the new mRNA science and vaccines. It's not really science, not anything. It's just evil. Make sure that you're not putting yourself out there for that. There's so many things we could be doing right now. And we've been so focused on the bow and not the package. The bow has actually little to do with what's in the package. It just looks, you know, it's just part of the... what's on top. We need to make sure that we're removing people from office or having more patriots. And I'm not even sure, because they have it so keenly organized to get people into situations where they have them bought and paid for. I don't know how we can change that. But I know that the middle of the country, the country they'd like to ignore, the rural America, is much different than your city. So get out of the cities. This is what Tom Woods was saying. He said, look, get out of San Francisco. Get out of these areas. Why are you still there? Why are you still in these big cities? Get out. Get more into rural America.
Well, yeah, if you live in a big city, you absolutely have very little choice. You have to live that life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like you have a choice.
So true. Simpsons had an episode where they had the guy in the horns. They had Simpson and the horns storming the Capitol 3 years ago. They had this episode. Simpsons is very interesting on how they kind of nail down what's going to happen. All kinds of things coming out today, by the way. The article from NPR that announced that they would have this clash with police at 9:33 in the morning yesterday before it ever happened. NPR. Why?
Well, somebody woke up early and looked at their crystal ball.
Oh, we're being so played right now. It's not even funny. We're just being so played. Pence ordering National Guard. Does he have the authority to do that?
Nope. Not a bit.
Okay. I just wondered. I think Pence is a little more hungry for that job than people thought he was. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we went over some of this.
I think we're going to see something happen bad in the next 13 days.
Yeah, the next couple of days to cement their get him out of office.
Yeah. No, something bad has to happen because they're afraid and they're desperate.
Right.
Because every 5 minutes, something new is coming out about the 25th Amendment and a new person saying some ridiculous thing.
And as far as they can get away from the fraud narrative, right? The fraud story, not narrative, because it's true, the fraud story.
It's like they somehow feel that they're still at jeopardy on the voter fraud. And maybe they are. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Maybe there is a way that they're somehow still in jeopardy of losing because of the voter fraud.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I know they're afraid of something.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Yeah, yeah. And there's lots of different angles. So there's a lot of people out there that believe that all of this was part of a plan to be able to take certain people down. I haven't seen any evidence of that, but there are people that believe that. And there are people that, and they do. They have some solid things in their corner as far as some pieces of evidence, but you'd have to kind of put them together to make that analysis. I'm not sure. But I do know that overall, we are slow to get this memo that both houses are controlled by the same people. And there's nothing, I think, that's happened in our history that showcases it more than this last little bit. I think people finally realize that they'll demonstrate a coup and they will actually try to sell you that truth is righteousness. Truth is good, or fraud is good and fraud is righteousness. They'll sell that to you in an earnest endeavor to make you try to get you to believe that, because they tried to sell it on the floor yesterday. And I did think it was odd that McConnell and some of these others, Schumer, got their thoughts in, right? Got their speeches in as soon as the tide turned to the other side of this on the objection for Arizona votes, then the mob comes in, right? Of Antifa. Very interesting to shut that down because he was just getting rolling. So there's that. We'll take a quick caller. Hi, caller. Go right ahead.
It's pretty interesting how it all came about, but I think it's actually a blessing, because what we've been shown is how deep the collusion is. We've been shown that we don't have a two-party system. We've got one party with two flip sides, and we need to do what we know we need to do is start at the basics, get to the grassroots, take our kids out, take back control of our kids and their education. We need to organize at a grassroots level, create a plan, bring people together who are right now at odds, create a real party of people based on a covenant to God, which we've fallen away from.
Yeah.
And that's the only way we're going to get this. And I hope, I pray to God that Trump has a Trump card up his sleeve. And I love the fact that You know, I'm no longer going from my heart, my brain melting to my intestines melting. You know, I've reached an equilibrium where I realize that we've got to simply attack this the only way it can be attacked, and that's head on.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. We've got people wearing a mask and waiting for their government to tell them they're safe. Mm. The same government that just performed this coup.
Yeah.
Think about that. We're in a world of hurt that way. Our stupidity level is so high. But looking at this honestly, could he have a Trump card up his sleeve? He could. He could. You know, Flynn was, he's staying in 100%. He said it four times in that interview this week. Mm-hmm. He's staying in. So it's very interesting to watch that. But at the same time, I'm a realist.
Yeah. Well, Michelle Obama came out today with her statement.
She came out? Oh, sorry. She came out with a statement?
With a statement.
Oh, okay.
She's calling on all the tech giants to permanently ban Trump.
Ah.
Not the permanently ban.
They
want
to destroy him.
Yeah. They don't want a word of his getting out.
Interesting.
Not a word.
Huh. Boy, they are really, really overplaying. Okay. And so we see it, right? And so we're going to go back to the basics. They were planning this for a long time, this voter fraud and everything else. Okay, we need to start planning. We need to stop acting like we're always on the defense and they're always on the offense. We need to start getting a little smarter in how we do things.
Yeah. Let's start taking the high road.
Yeah.
It's gotten us this far.
You know, we have a lot of work to do, but we have a lot of work to do in trying to understand things and stop calling things conspiracies. Because if this year hasn't taught you anything, I would hope that by this time you go, you know what, all those things are, there's a lot of truth to a lot of those things. So stop calling them conspiracies. Stop demonizing people for wanting to know the truth. Stop demonizing people for being curious. We should be curious. It's a sign of intelligence, and it's also a sign that you really do want the truth. There's nothing wrong with that. There's everything right with that. We're Americans. We're supposed to want the truth. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Mind eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
I love that song. I love that song. I'm hoping to convey today how I feel and maybe give you a little hope and a little context in what we're dealing with right now and the coup that's being performed. And that is that, look, we would have been here 4 years ago and not a lot has changed because Congress and Senate hasn't changed. Nobody in office has changed, guys.
Nope.
There's not a lot. Very few incoming all their year after year after year after year, and they're still doing all their dirty tricks. And so we've been subject to this. This isn't new. It's not new. It might be on steroids now, but it's not new. So I'm responsible to God for my life, how I teach my kids, what I stand for, what I fight for every day of my life. When people used to ask me, well, you know all about the GEM system, which is Dominion. Why vote? Because I'm responsible to God for my vote. That's why. I'm responsible. My life. I have to show that I still did what I could do. It doesn't matter what crimes fall on the perpetrators of the fraud of elections. That's on their, that's on them. That's not on me.
Yep.
I cast my vote. But all I'm saying is, look, we have a responsibility here to live our lives and not ever give up that fight. My husband and I were talking last night about what time we would have liked to have lived in. And I was looking back at the low 1900s, the mid 1900s, and we were kind of talking about what that would have been like. Maybe some of you lived during that time. And we were talking about the 1800s. But you know what? Knowing me, I would have opted to be at this time right now, fighting for this liberty, fighting for this country right now. This is the time I would have wanted. As hard as it is, and as mentally frustrating as it is, and as scared as you might be for this future, as we appear to be Amerizuela, I still would have picked this. I would have. This is the most impact we can make, right?
It's a, it's, it is an interesting time to be alive.
It is. We're here for a reason.
It's so odd for me because I've been talking about this exact moment all my life, really.
Really.
And now here it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Where do we go from here?
Yeah. And honestly, we've been fighting this fight for a long time. So
all
there's nothing
life.
New. All kinds of bad stuff went through that we still have. Abortion,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
On the books. States don't have the wherewithal to get that off and the evil that resides there. We still have the major impact of socialism in this country from all the programs we've adopted.
Yep.
We still have the theft of spending and the incredible just evil Federal Reserve. I mean, that runs all of it. We still have the banking empires. We still have all of this going on that's been going on. So nothing there has changed.
Not a thing.
We still have to fight it, and there's no excuse for not fighting it. But I just feel like, don't feel like it's over. It's not over. It's actually really, really just ramping up.
We've actually made a progress.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 days.
Waking up, yeah.
In the knowledge that we've gained.
Yeah. Now you know.
There's no more pretending.
And there's no more facade. You know, like I said in the last hour, I was watching the show about the British royalty, and they were always afraid people were going to see through their facade, mm-hmm. that they didn't have all this power and all this power they gave themselves. They were worried about it. And so are these people. They're worried that we will see through their facade. Through the curtain, and they're worried about it, or they wouldn't be doing things the way they're doing things. They act like petulant children, really, and they use their power, but they act ridiculous. They say asinine things. They're ridiculous in nature, and so they're easy. I think they're easier to see through than we think, and they don't have all the power in the world. Don't think that they do.
Nope.
We outnumber them by far. So if anything taught us in the last couple of days, you got to see all the traitors doing what traitors do. You got to see all the people that didn't stand up for your liberty this last year with COVID. You got to see the silence. You got to see them throw you under the bus. You got to see them lie to you. You got to see them stab you in the back. So obviously these people can't be trusted. Parties can't be trusted. So now what? Now you worry about your local cities, your local areas. You try to get really good people in. You make sure your sheriff is a good guy who understands the Constitution. These are the things that are going to help us the most.
Yep.
If you're worried about our future, those are the things. We start to cut the apron strings of these cities to all federal monies, you know, to get them to stop, you know, being bought and paid for.
Yeah, based on what we've seen in the last mm-hmm. couple of days, we know now that we actually have no control over our federal situation.
Yeah.
Done.
No.
They do as they please.
Yeah.
Period. So let's focus on controlling our local areas then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If we elect somebody locally that isn't any good, quit waiting for time to make it better.
Yeah.
And get rid of them.
And stop listening to their excuses.
Go to them as a community and say, you know what? we elected you, but we're not happy with you. We want you to resign.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it.
Yeah. You have no spine.
Yeah.
We're done. We're done here. We need people with spines, and we need to get our cities back under city control, and our states back. And these people know that we're watching them now because they did nothing this year. And as this year, as they try to implement these forced vaccines, we're seeing a lot of deaths. We're seeing a lot of things happen. We need to be on top of the information and stop demonizing people as conspiracy theorists because they come to you and they say, oh, hey, there's no medicine in this mRNA vaccine. That doesn't mean they're a weirdo. It means that they're trying to tell you there's no medicine in
mm-hmm.
it. They've already admitted this. But we as a culture have to stop doing what the CIA wants us to do, and that is to call everybody a conspiracy theorist that tries to bring up truth. We have to stop doing this to each other. They're making us fight each other, and that's wrong.
Because that's the way they win, by putting us against each other.
Absolutely. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. This is Mike from Florida.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What
good,
do you have to say?
Good. Boy, you're right. Us ants know who all the grasshoppers are now, don't
yep,
we?
Yep, we sure do. We got full view. Man, they're not even hiding it. I mean, it's actually great, isn't it? This is the greatest thing of the last 2 days I could have hoped for.
It absolutely is. And I had this strange piece about me this morning because yesterday was no question. It will go down as a historic day.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, this is what I see as a silver lining.
Okay.
For the past 4 years, a lot of people, and Joel Skousen has talked about this, that, you know, a lot of the food companies and stuff like mm-hmm. that were about to go out of business because, let's just be honest, a lot of us got lazy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Not now.
Not now.
Nope. Because now we are going to look around at each other, and like Chris Ann talked about
mm-hmm,
yesterday,
mm-hmm.
On the local and state level, we are going to build up patriot communities
yep.
that are going to stand together, and we're going to push back.
I
mean, that's
so
just what's going to happen. So I think more than anything, you know, liberty was kind of resurrected in a lot of ways yesterday.
Yeah.
Or actually today. So, mm-hmm.
I think so too.
You know, and and the people that, you know, that we're here on Earth for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you were just saying earlier too, it is an exciting time to be alive, and I wouldn't pick any other time to be alive because we're going to be able to participate. Really, what I see is almost full circle of what was happening when our country was born.
Oh, okay? Amen. And the growth we get, by being in this fight right now and trying to get through to these liberal progressives that have been completely brainwashed and get through to some of the right that's been brainwashed. And that I actually look at it like, wow, what a boot camp this is going to be, because we're going to walk out of this more strengthened and better for having to go through this. So it's like the refiner's fire.
You're exactly right. We're going to become knowledgeable. We're going to get training. We're going to learn. We're going to be constitutional experts.
And, yep.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so I'll leave you with that. But
thank
I mean,
you.
it's all good.
Yes. Yes. Yep. I agree with you. Thank you for that. Great message. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
And one of the main tools we need to start learning how to use is nullification.
Yep, nullification. You got that right. And we're going to have to stop this mandatory vaccine that they've got in the works right now, too. I always want to have body autonomy. This is so important.
Yep.
And that's probably another number one thing we have to make sure that we fight. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
We know some states broke the Constitution by changing the laws without going through the legislation or the voting rights.
Right.
We now know the people who broke their oath to protect the Constitution.
Right.
All we got to do is get them out.
Yeah.
They simply broke their oath.
Yes. Yes, and then those that go into office will know that their time is very short if we make sure that these people are out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll develop a better caliber.
There's legislation to remove them for breaking their oath.
Yep,
all we got to do is make it happen.
I so agree with you. Amen. Amen. And we'll get a better caliber person because they know they can't mess with us. Right now, when somebody gets in, they're guaranteed 90% they'll be reelected because the party will stand behind them. They don't even worry about it. Because they got the machinery of the party. Stop giving to political parties. Have this be the last day you ever think about supporting a political party again. They've shown themselves. Believe them. They're sickening. Believe it. I look at Romney. I think he's one of the most sickening people I've come across in politics. Because I know he knows better. And to me, he's dark. He is dark. I feel sad for him. I really do. And so what a sellout. And so can you imagine being in that position and selling out your fellow Americans' liberty at every turn? These are the people we have in office that we've got to get out and then never have anyone like them again, too. I know how invested you are in this country. You wouldn't be listening to this show. And I appreciate you. Thank you for that. And I just love it. I love that I've had so many new friends from doing this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Make it quick.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. I'm very optimistic still. And one thing I want to ask is, has Harris resigned her seat yet?
Not she hasn't.
Well, that should tell us something.
Yes.
Why they're afraid.
Yep.
The other real quick thing is they keep talking about this lady who was killed.
Mm-hmm.
What I heard was she was shot in the neck at close range with a .45.
If right.
that was true, there would have been blood all over, and she'd be lucky if her head was still on, and you didn't see that. She just kind of
falls back
gently in someone's arms.
Yeah.
So I don't believe it.
Well, it was interesting. I'll give it that. Thank you. And I've done some homework on that. I'm on the fence a little bit on that one. There's probably more to that I could discuss tomorrow, but now that we've got 30 seconds left, look.
Yeah. But the Capitol Police don't carry a .45, so.
Yeah.
They don't.
No. That whole thing was a false flag. It was a false flag to try to get him out of office this quickly and to not have you see the fraud. Any person with a brainstem can see this. It's that obvious. They've overplayed their hand. It's this obvious. So. Stop listening to the mainstream. We just got to stop. We got to stop giving them our attention and our minds. We're in the fight for our minds now.
Yep.
Because you're going to feel like you're going nuts. Here's your daily affirmation. You're not crazy. They are. And you know what? There's a level of stupidity that there are so many Americans that aren't getting this at all. And that's okay. We're going to help them. I'm in a rescue mission. I really am. Thanks, you guys. Be back tomorrow. We'll take your calls tomorrow. You can sound off tomorrow on all of this. What a week. And be faithful. Be fearless. Go to katedalyradio.com. Donate to the show. Keep us on the air. And then also make sure you're getting the podcasts and sharing those. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
And see you back here tomorrow.